Hi, so I am a registered veterinary nurse and I've got my own hedgehog rescue. My rescue will be 2 years old in October, but I've been looking after hedgehogs for sort of 3.5 years now. It mainly stemmed from I found one out in the open one day in the summer. Actually, it was my birthday. And I knew of a lovely lady, Bryston Rachel. She runs a rescue, a fabulous rescue in Downham Market. And she took me under her wing. She's my mentor. She's taught me loads of information. And I just decided after a little while that I'd set up my own rescue. And here we are today. It's now a registered charity, which I'm so proud of. I've got a fantastic committee who, you know, really support the direction that I want to go into. So it's really good. And since October, which my year goes from October the 1st, we've now released over 100 hedgehogs back into the wild after being fully rehabilitated, which I think is amazing.
Isn't that wonderful? I have this little image, though, of the hedgehogs rocking up with their suitcases and passports ready for a break in the Norfolk countryside. Obviously, it doesn't quite work like that. How do you get your residents and what do you do to make them well again?
So basically, people find them out in the day, whether they're, you know, wobbly, lethargic, slow, they're sunbathing out in the day. They'll give me a call and then they can either bring them to me at work, which is Millhouse Vet, or they can bring it to the rescue. Or if they can't get to me, then I have a fabulous team of volunteers who they're my WhatsApp drivers that I share with Bryston Rachel, and they'll go out and pick up the hog and then bring it to the rescue. So then it's health checked, we check its hydration status, we will do fecal analysis. So a lot of hedgehogs that are out in the day this time of year, because we've not had a lot of rain, are dehydrated. But also a lot of them are carrying a high burden of internal parasites. So we look at a small piece of poo, quite smelly, underneath the microscope, and then we can see what parasites they've got, and then we can treat them and give them the right medication. But I've got some in at the moment. We've had ones with broken hind legs through RCAs, Strimmer injuries, there's lots of other bits and bobs, ringworm, there's lots of others, but they're all moving well through the rescue quite well. I've got some more releases planned this week, which is good. So
if fantastic. I found a hedgehog in my garden, should I just leave it, or should I worry that it's not well? How would I know there was something wrong?
So if it's slow, if it's wobbly, tired, curled up in a ball out in the down the middle of your lawn, flat out sunbathing, surrounded by flies, those are the ones that need help as soon as possible. It's critical. The chances of a successful rehabilitation is really time critical. So if you find one like that, ring the rescue straight away. Pick it up, put it in a box first of all. Ring the rescue straight away. This time of the year, if you see flies around, please don't put the hedgehog near any heat, because 9 times out of 10, flies will have laid some eggs on them, and if you put the hedgehog, the sick hedgehog, near any heat, then of course the life cycle of the fly is going to accelerate, and then the maggots will hatch, and then they go to every orifice, and it's a lot harder to obviously have a successful outcome after that. So don't put them near any heat. You can put some water in there. Once you've given me a call, I'll assess that if it needs some food, because if it's too poorly, if it eats, it can cause a lot more problems. So that's, you know, the first thing. If you see a hedgehog out that's running, it's a big hog, it's acting purposely, sort of around this time of the year, so April, May, June, August, September, big hogs that are acting purposely on a mission, they're going to be the mum that's either nipping out to get some nesting material to build a nest for her hoglet, or she'll be nipping out for a little bit of a break to get a little bit of food and then nip back to feed her hoglet. Those ones we don't need to worry about. It's the ones that are the slow, tired, curled up in a ball, sunbathing, surrounded by flies. They're the ones that need help.
Tell me.
And obviously,
go on. Yeah.
Also, this time of the year, there will be abandoned hoglets. So for whatever reason, sometimes mums, you know, they've gone out from the nest at night time and unfortunately may have been hit by a car or been eaten by a badger, things like that. So if you hear or discover some hoglets in your garden, hoglets sound really very much like a baby bird. So if you hear that noise, and say after an hour, hour and a half, you have, if you watch that area and the mum doesn't come back, then give us a call. And if you discover them, just cover them over just with a bit of the material that's near the nest, and then just watch the nest again just to make sure that mum's not just out grabbing some food. But if mum doesn't come back within sort of an hour and a half, then obviously give us a call because they need help because they won't be able to survive on their own.
It's quite perilous being a hedgehog, isn't it?
It is. They do have a lot of, you know, problems, difficulties to face, as well as, you know, being on the vulnerable to extinction list currently. You know, the natural habitats for hedgehogs are drastically declining, and, you know, we're all making our gardens look so pretty, and I'm all for a pretty garden, but just make one area of your garden just a little bit overgrown. Plant some wildflowers. Let the nettles go there. Nice bugs. Bug hotels, piles of logs, just to create an all-you-can-eat buffet for a hedgehog.
Amazing.
Just give them that extra bit of a chance. But most importantly as well, if you don't want to do that, having a hedgehog highway in your fence, just a little gap, 13 centimetres by 13 centimetres, so hedgehogs can get underneath the fences to get in between other gardens. Hedgehogs walk up to 3 to 4 kilometres every night in search of food, or at this time of the year, a friend. So it's important that we give them enough access to different environments, and also support feed them and put water out. A shallow bowl of water every night for wildlife doesn't cost anything. And even just popping out a bowl of kitten biscuits just every night, even throughout the year, because climate change is affecting them as well. So not all hedgehogs will hibernate. And during the autumn winter months when, you know, the temperatures drop, all of the natural invertebrates that they eat, beetles, bugs, slugs and snails, they go further into the ground. It's harder for them to get those natural food sources, so a lot of them will struggle for food.
And you are a charity, aren't you? How can people help the Hedgehog Hotel?
So people can help us. They can help us with, you can be a volunteer at the rescue. You can be an indoor and outdoor fosterer, so you can email me. The email address is on our website, but it's info@emmashedgehoghotel.co.uk. We have Amazon wishlist. We've registered now with Amazon Smile. So if you use Amazon to purchase things, you can register with Amazon Smile. And every time you purchase something, from, you know, buying anything for the house to a great art mod, we get a little percentage of that sale. So that helps us. But also donations of kitten biscuits or brambles or spiked food. Blue rolls, gloves, anything like that, newspaper, anything. But the biggest thing as well for me, it is helping us here because we are self-funded, but it's also just doing that bit yourself at home, just being a hedgehog hero. That would be the biggest thing for me, for everybody to help. And spread the love of hedgehogs. Teach your children about them. I'll go out to schools and adult sessions and talk about hedgehogs because I think it's very important that we spread that message. Help them in everybody's home, but also inspire the next generation to fall in love with them. Because when, like, people like me are gone, who else is going to be there to help them? So we need to trigger that imagination, that inspiration. Definitely. And love of them at an early age.
A lot of people, though, would imagine that they're germ-ridden. Is that true?
Oh, every animal's germ-ridden.
Yeah.
You're a human.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch a human that I didn't know without a pair of gloves.
You make a good point.